We're doing the Ksur Shulchan Aruch Mekor Chaim in memory of Asher Chaim and Avraham Avinu, and we were discussing the laws of Shemona Esrei, and we had seen last time Yerushalmi that discusses the order of the blessings, and Rav Chaim David HaLevi explains that this was all a logical sequence. We saw that last time. The Shemona Esrei is really built in a logical, chronological sequence. And we're up to the laws, the actual laws, and we begin with the laws of bowing. We know that we bow at our knees and we bow our back when we bow in Shemona Esrei. And we bow in the beginning of the first blessing, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Velokei Avoteinu. We bow with Baruch Atah, and then we straighten up for Hashem. And then Baruch Atah Hashem, again Avraham, again we bow, Baruch Atah, and we straighten up for Hashem. And Modim, we also bow with the Modim Anachnu Lach, and then when we hear Hashem's name, we straighten up. And then Baruch Atah Hashem, it's also Baruch Atah, we bow. And the idea is that when one approaches a king, so common practice is that one bows at the onset and at the conclusion of one's speech. You bow at the beginning, you bow at the end. So we do bow at the beginning of Shemona Esrei and at the conclusion. When we bow with our full back, and we also put down our head. A person who is ill or he's old and he can't bow that much, so it's enough that he just shakes his head because everyone sees that he can't do more than that. He's old or he's ill. When a person bows, we go down quickly and we get up slower. Some say that when you get up, the head should go up first and then the rest of the body. The Gemara says it's like a snake getting up. That's how the body gets back up, and the snake usually lifts his head and then the rest of the body follows. But that's not so clear how we straighten up. But we do straighten up slowly to indicate that the actual bowing is not tedious for us. Not like we're trying to get out of it quickly to straighten up. The bowing, we go down more quickly than we do come back up. And we bow in the word Baruch, and we straighten up for Hashem's name.